You're listening to a Mint podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, dear listeners. Today's Mint Primer is written by Shelley Singh. Thierry Delaporte's exit as Wipro's top boss comes a year after Brian Humphries, another expat CEO, was removed by the Cognizant board. There are issues, beyond managing profit and loss, that expats have found challenging in India. Culture, for instance. Welcome to the Mint Primer podcast, your go-to source for breaking down today's major news into bite-sized Q&A chunks. I'm your host, Rohan, and in this episode, let's buckle up and embark on this insightful journey through the world of news and information. Now, let's get to the nitty-gritty. What exactly happened at Wipro? Average revenue growth in the past 10 years was in single digits. It added $2.5 billion during that time in an otherwise high growth period for Indian IT. Post-COVID, the growth accelerated due to digitization and automation. This period also saw Wipro slip in the IT services pecking order, with rival HCL Tech overtaking it to emerge in the top three service providers, along with TCS and Infosys. Its operating margins were also under pressure. In 2023 alone, Wipro saw more than 10 key leaders exit, including the CFO, Jatin Dalal, who joined rival Cognizant. Retaining talent was becoming a challenge. How did Wipro do under Delaporte? Delaporte started off on a great note in 2020 with a $700 million deal with Metro Ag, but could not sustain the momentum. In March 2021, Wipro's most expensive buyout, the $1.5 billion Capco deal, turned out to be a huge culture mismatch between Capco's Western-style consulting to Wipro's India-based delivery model. Capco, a London-based BFSI-focused consultancy, was meant to bolster Wipro's BFSI consulting, but had only a marginal impact on the Bengaluru's based services provider's revenue. Delaporte's big bet could not stem Wipro's slide, and it has mostly struggled in its turnaround efforts. Which other companies hired expat CEOs? Only a few IT services firms have tried it. Vishal Sikka, the first non-founder CEO at Infosys, came from SAP and was based in the US. Brian Humphries, an American who worked at IT hardware and telecom companies, HP, Dell and Vodafone, was CEO of Cognizant. Thierry Delaporte was hired at Wipro from Capgemini. But these experiments ended up on a sour note. So, why don't expat CEOs click? It is often about culture. Caught between Indian employees and multicultural clients, expats end up being close to neither, which impacts business. The size and complexity of the tech services business can be overwhelming. Expats opt to stay away from India. Indian employees like their bosses to be visible. If certain strategies militate against the core Indianness, the disconnect can cripple the company, said Ramkumar Ramamurthy, partner at Catalinx and ex-CMD, Cognizant India. Will expat CEO hiring continue? Artificial intelligence, AI, is the biggest disruptor today. It calls for a different approach from legacy IT maintenance-type tasks and needs new thinking, working closely with clients. This will mean deeper engagements with global clients and even higher quantum of on-site work. Expats should be a good fit. Yet, firms are expected to be a lot more circumspect when it comes to expat CEO hiring, as two of them, at Wipro and Cognizant, haven't worked. Boards may play it safe and opt to hire an Indian with global experience. Well, folks, we hope you've enjoyed this eye-opening episode. Do you have questions or ideas for future topics? Drop them our way. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn for all the latest updates. And hey, if you crave more info, hop over to our website at www.htsmartcast.com.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com.